RotoGrinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up to the minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
What's up, Grinders? Welcome to the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast brought to you by RotoGrinders. I'm Josh Sir Giant. As always, with my co-host, Travis Mangone. We're covering for Dan Bock today for you guys on the Fantasy Fix Podcast. The show, as always, brought to you by Fantasy Draft. Go ahead and check out the great promos we have on the reviews page. And promos page on RotoGrinders. You sign up using the code GRINDERS, get some really cool deals. I believe you get some cash back on some entries, and you also get some premium content, which is really cool. But yeah, Travis, how you doing today, man?
Good. Excited for baseball. We don't have much more till NFL, man. It's like 12 days till college football. Then we got, you know, once that starts kicking off, then it's like not too long till NFL. So, oh man, we're getting really closer and closer, man. Now, how are you doing? You're right back from Chicago. How'd that go?
Yeah, I survived Chicago. It was fun, man. Chi-Town was a good time. WFBC was a great event. FanDuel did a great job. It was good to see see some old friends, make some new ones. Lots of cool people there. Some nice young and up and comer guys in the DFS industry that got some seats. Was fun to pick their brain a little bit, talk to them, and of course some of the older guys there too. So definitely was a great time. And in a couple of weeks you got the DraftKings live final for baseball. There's a big queue over on DraftKings tonight. $33 qualifier to get yourself a seat in the DraftKings baseball live final in Denver. Any interest in that, Travis? You gonna take a shot?
I didn't know that was there still, so I think I am now. Hopefully it's not sold out already. No, it's not. Yeah, I'm going to take a shot, man, for sure.
Yay. All right, maybe Travis will get a seat, and then we can represent the weekend grind crew over there in Denver. But
That doesn't happen often, though, man. I don't enter these too often, so we'll see. I'll take a shot today, though. Let's go for it. Why not?
Yeah, it'll be fun. I was there with our buddy C. Salmon on Team Salmon, and he eighth place he took for 18K, so it was a nice finish for him. But Jegro, a RotoGrinders user, also ended up taking first place. So congrats to him, won $250,000 playing DFS baseball. Just incredible. You know, love this industry, and it brings people together. There's a cool sense of unity. You know, everyone getting together and talking, and just a bunch of guys really passionate about daily fantasy sports. And glad to see that the industry is alive and well, and you really see that these events when everyone gets together and meets each other. But yeah, we got some more baseball today, Travis, right? We got some good baseball here.
Yeah, man, ready to rock. Let's get started with this slate. Not the best slate for pitching, but it might be a day where I keep my core tight at pitching and look at the hitting differentiate a little bit more. But yeah, let's get started, man.
Yeah, all right. So as always, we'll start with the pitchers on this slate. We got 10 games, so we got a good amount of options. Travis, start us off here. Where are you looking at a pitcher here?
Yeah, so for me, if you don't know yet, it's a Coors day. Coors Field is like going to be 12 run total. Julio Teherán run against Chad Bettis, who's coming back from cancer. Nice story, right? But he's definitely in a spot where it's not going to be looking to be good for him, I would assume. I think this spot we're going to want to load up on Coors, and because of that, I'm looking more so at on Fantasy Draft, $16,400 for Kevin Gausman. I just love that price tag for him in a matchup against Seattle. Seattle has not been playing good lately. They got swept by the Angels this weekend. You know, they just have been struggling a lot. And I think that this is a spot with Gausman. Just we believe in his stuff, right? He's a guy that has last year was struggling, young guy, and he's kind of figured it out now, it seems like. And he had a bad last start, but that's okay. I'm gonna go back to the well on Gausman. Good pitcher's ballpark for him in Seattle too. I just think this is a spot where Gausman is just the guy that'll he's got enough K upside here. I think he should go at least 5-6, maybe even 7 innings against Seattle, and I think he can make it through without getting destroyed, get enough K's, and then I get that Coors exposure in my cash game. So for me, I love Gausman in cash. Tournaments, I'm curious if a lot of people do go on him. I could see, for instance, in that qualifier, pivoting off of him, because I don't think he's a slam dunk knockout play, right? But in cash games, he just seems like a perfect safe option. We'll get the job done, and then we'll get me enough bats where I can pull it off. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. What about you, Josh?
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad idea. I think getting exposure to these Coors bats is important. We know how bad Tejeron is against lefties. Absolutely gets demolished by lefties. So you want to get these Colorado lefties in your lineup for sure. So to do that, you're going to have to save on pitching. So I don't think Gausman's a bad route to go, as you said, in cash. Other than that, you know, just it's there's not a lot of pitchers I'm in love with on this slate. Maybe some, you know, Travis Wood on DraftKings as an SP2. He's 5.3K going against the Phillies. We know they strike out a ton, and he gets the park upgrade and Petco. So I think that's something that we could definitely look at there. And Gausman has a nice park upgrade too, by the way, in Seattle at Safeco. So that's another good thing there. Yeah, I think that this is a night to load up on Coors bats. So just look at the cheaper pitchers and whichever guys you feel the most comfortable with, those are the guys that you should run with and try to get those Coors bats in. There's no like stud pitchers really on the slate where you're like, okay, I have to jam them in. So when that's
Josh, I'll say one thing. FanDuel specific, Jose Quintana's 8,400 compared to 8,500 Fulmer, 8,700 Gausman, and 9,500 Greinke. So I think over there it's like, man, just go Quintana. Like, he's just a way more talented pitcher than the rest, right? That's kind of like what my thought process is. And it's a matchup against the Reds, which we don't, you know, we don't love attacking the Reds, but he just seems like he's a way more talented pitcher than any of these, like, you know, well, not more talented than Greinke. I mean, they're both very good pitchers, the two of them, right? But I just think that price tag is just way too cheap, kind of like a buy low opportunity, which is what I'm thinking about doing on this slate. That price tag is just too cheap for Quintana on FanDuel. So I want to point that out specifically on fantasy draft and DraftKings, right? Like, it's tougher because that $22,400 price tag on fantasy draft, it's a lot tougher. And I do kind of like the matchup a little bit, right? So it's a park downgrade for Cincinnati, and I know Cincinnati can, right? They have guys like Cozart who can hit a lefty. Duvall, you know, they have guys that can do well there. But I do think Quintana is like one of the, you know, he's probably the most talented pitcher on the slate, you could say. And I definitely want to get exposure to him too. So I didn't want that to, you know, go unnoted.
No, that says a lot. The Quintana is the most talented pitcher on the slate. So, like you said, fantasy draft, DraftKings definitely not going to pay up for that price. But on FanDuel, I think it's definitely something worth considering. But I really want to get lots of exposure to these Coors bats. So I'm going to have to find a way to do that. But yeah, so I think that we could both agree that on FanDuel specifically, Quintana is a nice cash gameplay. But other than that, it's probably better to try to save some money on pitcher and get these Coors bats in. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think that's fine with me. So if we're saving on pitcher, who are we saving on besides Gausman? You got anyone else down here? Like, that's the problem. Is there anyone here that you want to play? Like, I'm not playing, like, just to be real quick to cover Greinke. I don't know if you said him, but like, I'm not playing him against Houston. That just sounds like a terrible idea. Don't love the idea of Colin McHugh again in Arizona.
Travis Wood sounds bad. It's Travis Wood. What? Travis Wood going against the Phillies. I know, but it's in Petco, and he gets a nice little park upgrade, and he's so cheap on DraftKings. He's 5,300. So
I get the merit in it, and maybe that's something that we consider on SP2, because there's also SP2 sites, right? Like, I don't see a route where you go Gausman and Quintana or anything like that. And if you want to go cheap,
I can't get Coors bats in if I go Quintana. Yeah, there's not much. Quintana's 11.6 on DK. You know,
yeah, I know that's the problem. Yep, that's the problem. Yep, yeah. So fantasy draft and DraftKings, it's tough to do that. Yeah, there's not much to do. I was kind of like debating maybe Ike off the stream against San Diego, but maybe you're right. Right, you just go Travis Wood and stream against the Phillies, where they get a big park downgrade. They just made the East Coast to West Coast trip. Maybe there's some fatigue there. That's something that can help too. Maybe I know they traveled Sunday afternoon to then the game's at Monday night. So there's a pretty big time in there, but. I don't know. Yeah, maybe you're right, just because it's a matter of getting the bats in, right? We're just hoping Travis Wood does enough to kind of get us there. I think that's kind of a good idea. And hey, you get a late K4 lefties for Travis Wood. And the walk rate's kind of high, 10.1 against righties and 9.8 against lefties. Sierra's at 4.76 against lefties, 4.37 against righties. Maybe he does end up becoming a chalkier option. Again, those numbers aren't amazing, but it's just like, hey, maybe they stream against San Diego, and it's just a matter to get the bats in. So it's a good thing to bring up, but I don't know, man. It's tough to stomach right now for me.
Yeah, it always is. But like I said, I just don't think that Travis Wood's going to kill your lineup. You know, I think at this price tag on as an SP2 that he'll be all right. I wouldn't play him on like FanDuel. you know, but as my only pitcher. But I think that as an SP2, you're just kind of consolidating price here and just finding a way to get some extra cap to pay up for those bats in cores like I really want to do. And I also want to try to get some exposure to this Detroit and Ranger, you know, Rangers game. So, but yeah, we'll get into that. So I think we covered pitching pretty well. It's kind of a, you know, there's not a lot of depth here at pitcher. So is there anything else you want to mention here before we move on to the bats?
No, yeah, I'm good. We can kind of get out of pitcher again. There's not a lot of these cheap guys I like, and it's going to be kind of rough to figure. I mean, I could see maybe throwing a dart at Cotton. It's not a pretty pitching slate all around. So yeah, let's head over to the hitters though, because that's what matters most right now on this. I think that's what's going to win the slate for you.
All right, so let's move on to catching. Now at the catcher position on Fantasy Draft, our sponsor, you don't have to play a catcher, so that's a nice little bonus. But we're still going to cover it for you guys playing on other sites too. So catcher is a position we usually try to save some cap, go cheap, get some cheap power, some correlation to the offenses that we're going with. So. Looking at the slate, there's a few routes I think we could go. Travis, where are you looking?
I think this is a great way. You talking about wanting to get exposure to that Texas game, James McCann or John Hicks, right? FanDuel specifically, he's $2,000. Again, I'm not playing a catcher on Fantasy Draft today. Just makes zero sense at all. But like a John Hicks for $2,000 on FanDuel or a James McCann for $2,500, like I love that price tag. They also like Alex Avila against Will Joukowsky. I think that's definitely an interesting guy that you can go to. I'm just going to look to punt it, right? Because I want to get cores in, and I think this is the best way to do it. And obviously, Josh, you and I like to correlate. Obviously, hey, if we're doing a Yankee stack, we want to obviously get Gary Sanchez in there. If we're doing an Atlanta stack, we want to get Suzuki or Flowers in. In tournaments, I feel like you and I are on the same page. We just kind of do that because there's never a catcher that really sticks out on the page. But I think for me, man, it's like one of these Tigers catchers, just punt with them and call it a day to get exposure to that game.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. I always like James McCann against the lefty and whoever the catcher ends up being on Detroit, if it's Hicks or if it's McCann, I think both will be a nice solid play. Both are cheap, so that's probably a very strong route to go. They both hit lefties really well too. So, but also these on DraftKings specifically in Fantasy Draft, I mean, like you said, on Fantasy Draft we're not really going to play catchers, but on DraftKings where you have to play a catcher, these Coors catchers are priced down pretty well. I mean, Suzuki's only 3.4K. He's been batting in the middle of the lineup. And Lucroy is only 3.5. So if you want to get some, cheap catchers in there and in a good spot and correlate to your offense, I think either of those are also a solid option too.
Yep, I think that's fine. Just a position I'm going to probably try and punt just because I said it, getting these bats will be important.
Yeah, well, I'm saying like James McCann is 3.2 on DraftKings. Suzuki's 3.4 and Lucroy's 3.5. So, I mean, it's all pretty much in the same price range. Like, it depends where.
Oh, okay. I didn't know Lucroy was 100 more. My bad. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's because I'm looking at Fantasy Draft stuff right now. So, yeah. Right. No, that for the 100 extra, yeah, that makes some sense to obviously get Coors exposure.
Yeah. All right. So, with that, we'll move on to first base. Loaded position, as always. Different routes you can go here on this slate. For me, I'm looking at these first basemen, and I'm trying to figure out, like, where is the clearest route to go? Like, Votto's a guy we'd usually have interest in, but he's going against Quintana, so, probably going to pass there in that lefty-lefty matchup. Posey is first base eligible on DraftKings, and he's only 3.6K on DraftKings going against Adam Conley. So I think that's a nice, interesting route to go. We know he hits lefties really well. Bats clean up for that Giants team, so someone will certainly have interest in over there. Miggy, 3.5 on DraftKings. I think that's a great price for him, and I think you could hop on that. Get him against a lefty here, Martin Perez. Wouldn't mind Gallo if you have the cap going against Fulmer, too, in that game. But yeah, I feel like if you have the cap, you want to go with Freddie Freeman or Matt Adams, right? Freddie Freeman specifically at 5.6K. He's first base eligible on DraftKings. So 5.6K is just like a nice hefty price tag, though. So you have to decide, are you going to have the cap to go that route? And if you do, I think it's a good route to go. So it's tough. So if you don't have the money for Freddie Freeman, I don't mind paying down for like Miggy here, for Miguel Cabrera. And I also don't think that as a tournament dart, I don't think it's a better route to go with Chris Davis if he's in the lineup in the Orioles, because he's only 2.9K on DraftKings too. So I think he's a fine play over there. Now, FanDuel has the pricing a bit different, so you're going to have to like adjust to where you're going over there. Like, for instance, Freeman's 4.5K, so he's still super expensive over there. But you could also get how much is Miguel? I had him right here. Miggy's only 3,200. Just keep an eye on his status and make sure that he's playing, obviously. But yeah, for 3,200, that's a interesting price tag there. Joey Gallo's 3.6 on FanDuel. I think that's more playable over there too than it is on DraftKings. So it's just, you know, site specifically, it depends where you're going. So for me, I think that I would like Gallo on FanDuel, and then on DraftKings, I'll take the savings with like Miguel Cabrera if I don't have the money for Freeman. How about you, Travis?
So I think first base is kind of simple for me. It seems like it's pretty easy. I'm just going to go like Freddie Freeman or Miguel Cabrera. I think on DraftKings, like, you know, I'll slide Freddie Freeman at third base and play Miguel Cabrera for 3,500 as a value play in just an amazing spot. You know, he hasn't looked as right this year and he's questionable. So I hope he plays and I hope he's, you know, playing healthy, but just something to obviously watch and monitor. Freddie Freeman, like, he's the top option, I think, arguably on the slate, right? Like, one of the best options, you could say. So if you can get him in, I want to get him in there, right? He's just such a good play today. I didn't talk about your boy. You like playing him a lot normally, Mark Reynolds. Reynolds actually has been a lot better against right-handed pitching than in the past. I definitely think you can go with Mark Reynolds here. Definitely think people will overlook him. You know, I just think, like, I love the price tag on DraftKings is 4,300. On Fantasy Draft, we have Reynolds at 8,400. So I like the idea of getting him in there too. I think he's, you know, he's just like a guy that has two home run upside on any slate. And Miggy's 6,900 on Fantasy Draft. So make sure to you know, obviously check that price tag out and try and get him in there. I think that's a obviously a really good idea. But yeah, I think the first base kind of loaded. There's definitely guys to go to. A lot of the guys you talked about are definitely home run one offs that you can go to, and I would just buy low on their price tag on whichever site. Also, don't hate Lucas Duda. He's batting second against this Tepesh guy. I don't know how to say his name, but he's not good. So yeah, I think going Lucas Duda, if he's batting second, I wouldn't hate that also. But yeah, it's got some good plays here. But I think like for me, it's like Freeman, Miguel Cabrera, Mark Reynolds, like my three favorite plays if I had to pick. How about you, Josh? Who are your three favorite?
I would say my three favorite would probably be Freeman, Miguel Cabrera, and Joey Gallo will be my three favorite.
All right, yeah, sounds good. You want to head out of first and check out second base?
Yeah, no, second base, man, like, if you look at the DraftKings pricing, like, Brandon Phillips is only 3.5K. Like, that's just too cheap. I feel like that's such a good value play there, so definitely like him. And also the
rough... You get LeMahieu for 4,000, man. That even seems like a nice value. I know Tehran's been better against righties and lefties, obviously. Like, he just gets crushed by lefties. But, you know, Tehran's still not that good. It's still a huge run total, and it's only 4K to get Rockies exposure. I don't know. That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it's a good route to go, I think, too. I definitely think the human sneeze, LeMahieu, is certainly in play. We also have the roughnet, Odor. 3.3K on DraftKings, nice and cheap over there too. Good savings you get on a lefty here against Fulmer in this Texas game. So certainly a guy I want to be looking at over there. You know, Fulmer is a guy that earlier in the season we were targeting. You know, we want to get his arm in there, but in this 95 degree weather and it's 40% humidity too in Texas, like, it's such a good hitting environment. So I think that we could take some of these Texas bats here. Yeah, so I think for me, like, it's, I'm really just going to try to stick to staying correlated to the rest of my lineups and all that. So I'm probably going to have most of my exposure for the second baseman in this Coors game and in this Texas game. So I'll probably have a healthy amount of Phillips, Odor, and LeMahieu. Those are probably my top three options here. And I don't think that's really going to change much throughout the day. So that's where I am at second base right now. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, that sounds like the top three. I kind of agree with you. I think they're like really good options. I'm going to throw two more at you and then we can head out a second because it's not that great today. Seems like a good spot to try and save some money. If you're playing Tiger Stacks, I'd throw in Ian Kinsler. He's questionable today, but against Perez, I could see him being obviously interesting. You know, hot weather just, you know, in that park definitely helps Kinsler out. And then one last guy we didn't talk about, Astrubal Cabrera. So this guy, yeah, he kind of didn't come through for our buddy at the live final, but, you know, that's okay. He's in a spot, man. 91 exit velocity in the last 15 days, 220 batted ball distance. You know, he's very cheap. And with that short porch in Yankee Stadium, like, I just think it's an interesting option. The problem with some of the Mets, obviously, is like, I know he gets Sessa for a little bit, but then he's going to get that like Yankees bullpen, which can definitely be, you know, be a problem. So I'm not going to be a guy I go crazy on, but it's something to note with that short porch over there. And a guy who's been hitting the ball pretty hard and pretty far lately. So just figured I'd mention that. But I agree with you. Those three guys you really mentioned. Seems like a good position just to get Coors exposure. You know, go LeMahieu, go Phillips, and keep moving on.
Yeah, and then we move on to the hot corner. You know, we got some good bats here at third base to play. As we mentioned, Freddie Freeman is third base eligible on DraftKings, so you can play him over there too if you have the cap and you want to get a different first baseman in. Third base is kind of an interesting position on the slate because, you know, you have to decide if you're going to stay inside this Coors game. If you are, you're going to have to pay up for Arenado for 5.5K. Now, if you want to go a different route, Gallo is also third base eligible on DraftKings, so another option there. I do like Gallo a lot, as I mentioned. I don't mind some Nick Castellanos here against Martin Perez either. I think that's a fine play. I think that, for me, I'm going to try to just find a way to get my exposure within, like, you know, these two games that I'm targeting hard, so it's probably going to be a lot of Gallo, probably going to be a lot of Freeman, and I'll try to get some Arenado too, because like you said, this implied run total for the Rockies is absolutely bananas. It's 6.3, highest by far of any other run total on the slate here. And then if you really want like a really cheapy, like a nice 2K, 2K super cheap value play, Ryder Jones is 2K on DraftKings, and he's third base eligible as well. Now, FanDuel pricing is a bit different. DraftKings and Fantasy Draft pricing are pretty similar, by the way, so they're usually correlated there. But you got, you know, Arenado's hand is an issue, so make sure he's in the lineup before you play him. But on FanDuel specifically, though, these third basemen are priced a little bit differently. So, like, Castellanos 3.3, so I think that makes them a top option on FanDuel at third base, just because that price tag is so cheap. And when you go to look at that Coors game too, as I mentioned, that Arenado is also priced up over there. I don't think there's like it's third base is a little bit more shallow on FanDuel because you don't have the Freddie Freeman option for the positional flexibility. You also don't have the option of Gallo at third base on FanDuel either, so you're kind of a little bit more limited to where you can go. So I think if you're not going to go with Arenado, I think, as I mentioned, Castellanos, I think, is a fine play here against the lefty. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, no, I like Castellanos here. I think he's interesting. Obviously, we mentioned if you can get Freddie Freeman there. And, you know, on fantasy draft, you kind of can just throw him in there, right? Because we just only have to take infielders, which is nice. Something I wanted to note, as, you know, Josh Donaldson's guy's been crushing the ball. You know, I'm a big fan of, like, riding out the hot streak, and he's been hitting the ball crazy. Well, but here's something interesting. Josh Donaldson's BVP, 5-for-22 with 4 home runs. Pretty interesting. It's like home run or bust for him against Odorizzi. And here's another interesting BVP about Jake Odorizzi. For the team BVP guys out there, they'll love this. And it kind of, I remembered it as we were, you know, doing this pod. I was like, oh yeah, Jake Odorizzi, like, crushes Toronto with the BVP. In 220 plate appearances, the Blue Jays have 42 hits, so it's a 189 average, and that is not good. So I don't know. I think that's interesting. Maybe you could throw a dart at Odorizzi just because of that alone. But yeah, I just wanted to note that for the team BVP guys out there, like to keep them involved, right? But one third baseman I think people will just be off of, and I kind of like him today is Jake Lamb. I mean, Jake Lamb just crushes, like, he crushes most righties in general. Like, he'll crush Max Scherzer. He'll crush anyone, right? The elite pitchers, you know, they can obviously get the best of him, but he can get the best of them too. So, like, anytime Jake Lamb is against a righty, I'm on board to do that. Against, like, Colin McHugh, who has not been dominant so far since he's been back, I think Jake Lamb is a guy, you know, he's been hitting the ball pretty hard and pretty far recently, so I definitely have interest in him. Here's something just to note back with Joey Gallo. Josh, in the last 15 days, 100 exit velocity with 270 batted ball distance on the balls he's hit. Pretty crazy, man. This guy's been crushing it. So, you can keep riding the hot streak against Fulmer, too. I think that's an interesting guy you can throw in there, too, obviously. It's just a one-off. And I like when he bats towards the bottom of the lineup just because then, you know.
No, I told you, I love Gallo here, man.
Yeah, no, he's... Yeah. Yeah, we can get him third base. We can get him third base eligible. Definitely don't think it's a terrible one-off, right? Don't mind if you're doing a stack of, you know, stacking up teams. You just need one last guy to fit your third base spot for a one-off. He's a good, great option as always. But Freddie Freeman's the top guy for me wherever he's third base eligible. And then, yeah, I like I said, I like the Castellanos call, like you said, too, as like a, you know, just way to get exposure to, way to get exposure to the Tigers.
Yep. All right. So let's move on to shortstop now. Travis, go ahead. Kick us off here at shortstop. Where are you looking?
Yeah, not a ton I love, but I think for me, I'm a big fan of Didi Gregorius. Like that DraftKings price tag at 3,800 really sticks out. Like we want to get exposure to the Yankees today. 7,500 on fantasy draft. Like Yankees have a 5.8 run total, and a great way to do it, I think, is Didi Gregorius. It's kind of tough to pay up for Gary Sanchez today. You can't touch Aaron Judge right now, in my opinion. Like he has just been absolutely awful. He's about to break the record for a strike. Like I think he's two games away from breaking the strikeout record for strikeouts in a row in a game. Like he's just very close to breaking the major league record. Like I just would not touch him right now. So I'm trying to think like ways to get Yankees exposure. Right, I don't really want to feel good doing it through Chase Headley. The guy I feel good about doing it at the price tag is Didi Gregorius. I just think it's a good way to do it. If you want to play him, play him. Obviously Zach Cozart, I always like him against a lefty. Quintana's probably not the right one to do it on. It just seems like a spot where I'd rather not pay up and just kind of find spots to save, like maybe go on Marcus Semien against a Jake Junis. Wouldn't hate that. I think that's interesting. Maybe Tim Beckham if he gets a good lineup spot against Gallardo. Wouldn't hate going that route. And then obviously like going maybe like a Coors if there's like a Coors power bat, like, you know, if we get like a Valika. You know, I don't love the match against Tejeron, but you know, Valika can he can easily go yard. So not a ton to love at shortstop, but I think I mentioned like I think Didi's like the guy, right? He's like my favorite if I had to pick, but that's kind of like it. Then from there, I'm gonna wait and see what the value kind of comes out and see how it fits my roster. How about you, Josh?
Yeah, no, I love me some Didi today. He's my top option for sure. You know, in Yankee Stadium, we got that nice short right porch for him. You know, he's shown some good power this season too. So definitely something we want to look at. And Rafael Montero gives up a ton of hard contact to lefties. That's really where his struggles are. He's been very efficient against righties, you know, even racked up some good strikeout numbers against righties, but against lefties is where he struggles. So if you're looking for a guy that's in a good spot, you know, ballpark wise and has a good pitcher that gives up hard contact to lefties, Didi is the way to go. And I'm really not afraid of that Mets bullpen either. So I think that later in the game, he'll still get some good opportunities. So Didi is certainly the top option on this latest shortstop. And like you said, if you want to correlate, you could go ahead and get like some like Trevor Story or Valika if he's in the lineup and for that Coors game. And I don't mind some Jose Iglesias for a wraparound stack on Detroit either. I don't think that's a terrible way to go. He has lefties pretty well, and he's dirt cheap. So certainly a guy you could look at too is there. But anyone else here at short that you're looking at, Travis?
Yeah, no, I don't think anyone else said short. And Josh, if you were scared of the Mets bullpen, man, I think I'd have to come over and give you a little beating because they are like one of the worst bullpens in the league, man.
I know. I'm waiting for my phone to ring. I don't know if they want me to come throw for them because I can make the drive out there to Citi Field. It's pretty close. So.
It'd be entertaining. It'd be entertaining to see you out there at least. I don't know if you do a better job, but they are not good. So, but yeah, let's head over to the outfield, man. Do you have anyone you like in the outfield? What's your thoughts on that position today?
Yeah, actually, this Yankees Mets game, the Subway Series game for me. There's some good outfielders here to look at. Specifically, I really like the lefties on the Mets side. I think that Granderson and Conforto are certainly top options here. Like you said, this Yankee Stadium with that short right porch definitely favors lefty power hitters. And Granderson and Conforto, you know, fit that mill. So I think that they'll both be top options here. I also don't mind me some Gardner either. I think Gardner's a fine play. And even some Ellsbury. If Ellsbury's in the lineup, I think you could sprinkle him in a little bit here against Montero. Montero really struggles against lefties, as I said. Same with Didi. And make some fine correlation plays, too, here if you're going to get Didi in your lineup. I also don't mind Didi as a one-off if you don't want to touch any more Yankees. I get that. And I do agree with you that we could avoid Judge on the slate. And Cespedes, his
price. Josh, it's funny. I said that, right? Like, oh, this is the spot. Like, we should avoid Judge, blah, blah, blah. And, like, there's other guys priced up in his tier that are better. I'm telling you, like, watch. This is going to be the day where he, like, hits two home runs and doesn't strike out because the Mets pitching is just so freaking awful. I don't know how they strike out. Like, something's got to give, right? Like, either Judge isn't striking out or the Mets, like, how are the Mets pitchers striking him out? But I was just, like, I was thinking about that after I said it. Oh, I was like, oh, watch. Like, now's the day where, like, he's going to go off or something. But, yeah, no, keep going, Josh. Just wanted
to say that. Well, if you're paying a premium price for a guy who's striking out a ton, And you beat me with – if you beat me by paying top price for Aaron Judge, then I'll take the L in that situation. You know, that's
fine. Yep, exactly. Yeah. There's other guys like Charlie Blackman you'd rather play.
Right, like, he's exactly. just a better play overall. If you're going to pay that price, there's so many options, you know, that are better. And like you said, Blackman, Cargo, 3.4K on DraftKings, excellent exposure to a lefty here against Heron and Coors. So that's definitely a good spot to go there. I don't think I like these outfielders on the Atlanta side very much. I could stay away from them in that Coors game. But Chu and Mazzara are certainly top options for me going against Fulmer. And also really like Mickey Matuk on the Detroit side. He's kind of a really like career platoon guy, just matches lefties. So he's great. Justin Upton priced up. Don't mind him so much, but I wouldn't go out of my way to pay up for him on the slate. So probably not going to have too much of him. And also, for me, I think that we could look at John Jay and Kyle Schwarber here against Wojciechowski. I think they're nice off-the-board picks. I don't know how chalky the Cubs are going to be, but we do have a good hitting environment for them here as long as the weather holds up. So I think that these outfielders, these lefties here on the Cubs side, like John Jay and Schwarber, are certainly good options. And Ben Zobrist, too, if he's batting cleanup, he's only 3K on DraftKings. So another good option there you can look at. Wojciechowski has good strikeout upside against righties, but gives up a lot of fly balls and hard contact to lefties. So those are certainly guys that I would want to be looking at here on the slate. But probably just going to stick to the core of these, like I said, you know, these Mets. I like these Mets outfielders here, specifically the lefties. And I think I like the Colorado Rockies outfield, going to fade the Atlanta outfield. And I'm definitely on board with the Texas lefties, too, with Chu and Mazzara. So that's where I'm at in the outfield. How about you, Travis?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely agree with a lot of those plays. Like, so, like, Charlie Blackman, like, he's like probably my top overall guy in the slate. I love him a lot. I really like Corey Dickerson here against Tepesh. You know, don't forget, man, the Rays, like, they could go really overlooked today against this guy. And just, you know, cheap price tag on DraftKings. He's 3,600 on Fantasy draft. Let's see what Dickerson's at. He's a 7,200. I mean, they get a huge park upgrade here too. Like, it's kind of like when I saw that Dickerson price, I was like, man, like that's crazy. Like the Rays could be a really nice viable tournament option that I could see people just not like just totally overlooking. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but 5.06 run total for the Rays, and like I feel like lately, like everyone's been like. This weekend, everyone was attacking him with, you know, pitchers, right? We attacked him with Carrasco. We attacked him with Kluber. It seems like people just forgot that maybe the, you know, people are forgetting the Rays are like a really good offense. So that I could see that happening today and them going kind of really, really overlooked. So just wanted to mention that. But going back to the Mets, you know, Mets-Yankees game, those outfielders, right? I love the idea of going Gardner. You know, he's just in a great spot against Montero. That short porch is definitely going to play in favor of him for all those lefties. It'll play in favor for, you know, it'll play in favor for Conforto. It'll play in favor for Curtis Granderson. Just all these lefties today, man. And Narrative Street, it's Happy International Left-Handers Day. This is a terrible, dumb narrative, but I just figured I'd mention it because I saw it on Twitter and got a good laugh out of that. So all the lefties, man. But seriously, there's like a lot of good lefties on this slate, like just being all, in all seriousness, right? Like I love your Sin-Chu Chu call. I think he's in a great spot against Fulmer. Batting first in that game environment, it's definitely a great spot for him. You know, I always love Justin Upton. If I'm stacking up the Tigers, which I don't love doing against Perez, but I don't know. It feels like a day where it's going to end up happening, I think, for me. I'll take Justin Upton here. I think he's in a good spot against Perez in this you know really hot park. I like him, and like Mikey Matuk, obviously, you know, he's been batting second, good lineup spot where you can get him cheap. Don't hate throwing him in there too. I don't know if you talked about Giancarlo Stanton. Like, I don't care what the ballpark is right now. I mean, this guy is like, he's just on fire, like one of the hottest players in the league right now. It's just insane what he's doing. I get it's a lefty in Ty Blatch, but you know, 5,700, people won't pay that price tag. People will pay it, but people will, you know, be like, they'll think twice, right? And they might go Charlie Blackman instead. And you can get the hottest hitter in the world right now, and that's Giancarlo Stanton. So obviously like him there in that spot. You know, you can't argue with that. And like all the lefties in the Coors game, I don't love Inciarte and Markakis on the Braves side of the ball, but if I'm playing Braves stacks, it seems like I get forced into playing them because who else am I playing, right? That seems like kind of the issue. But I'll probably get a little exposure on them. And then, yeah, Steven Souza, right? Another Tampa Bay Ray, I think, that we should be considering. But a lot of outfielders to love, man. I'm thinking of me be invested in a lot of different outfielders. And on Fantasy Draft, it seems like a day where I'm going to be using that utility spot on my outfield a ton.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the utility spot's a golden spot here on Fantasy Draft for the day. There's so many options to go with. So, pitching's kind of limited, but there's lots of hitting options. So the most important thing to do is just pick which core you want to target and just work around that. Try to just keep correlating. And I think it's a fun day to make multiple lineups, too. It's one of those days where you could just pick different kinds of stacks you want to go with and roll them out.
Yep, for sure, man. Now, you want to get over to the stack of the day?
Yeah, let's do the stack of the day. So we're going to exclude Coors because, obviously, Coors is always a stackable game. But there's a few other ways we could go here. Travis, who's your stack of the day?
All right, yeah, so I normally go with, normally end up, talking about chalky stacks because that's just what I gravitate to. It kind of happens, but, we're talking – you had me talking about this live qualifier today, and, I just threw an entry in, and, seems like a spot where I'm going to try and maybe be a little different. I don't know if I definitely will do it, but it seems like if I'm only throwing one bullet in there, I don't know how many bullets I'm definitely putting in, but I only have one so far, so it depends what I'm doing. But I think just, this is a really good idea. I think that Ray stack, man, I mean, they just have so much upside, right? And, Tepesh is not a pitcher that we're at all worried about. You get great price tags on them, too. You could even maybe double pay up a pitcher for some of those price tags, right? So, I think that's a really interesting option here. Tepesh is not a guy that we're, trying to obviously target a ton, because there's just so many other options to target. That's the thing. There's so many other games that people want to go to. People want to go play the Yankees. People are going to want to go play Coors. They're going to look at that Tigers and Rangers game and be like, oh, wow, look at that total. Cubs have a 5.62 run total. There's just a lot of totals above five today. So, and I just could see the Rays going absolutely overlooked, and I'm going to have interest in them. Give me some Dickerson, Duda Longoria, Logan Forsythe, Steven Souza, Miller, Ramos. I think they're all in play. That 1-7, I love. Don't think I'll get on to Malik Smith or Hechavarria. I could see getting on Malik Smith if I know Miguel Montero is in there. He might be hurt, though. I haven't seen that guy in a while. I think he might be hurt, or I know Rafael Lopez is in there. I haven't seen him in a while, so maybe he is hurt, and I don't know. But if he is in there, obviously Malik Smith is, one of the best base stealers, you can get on this slate. If he gets a good spot against Montero, could totally understand that. But I think this Ray stack just super contrarian and different, and I'm going to take some shots with them in tournaments for sure. What about you, Josh?
I think that for me, my stack of the day, I'm going to have to kind of be a homer on this one, but just because of the way that they lost that game last night against the Red Sox, went to extra innings, and, they held their own against Sale and everything. He had an incredible game. I think he struck out 12 hitters in 7 innings. Yeah, so he threw a heck of a game. But the Yankees, they dug in, they kept it tied 1-1, then they lost the game in the 10th. So I think that because of that, I think this is a spot where they're going to come back and they're going to want to win, and they're going to try to bounce back hard at home here. And Montero is a great guy for them to do that with. So I don't think the Yankees will be as chalky as you think, just, especially with these Coors prices here, because the Coors guys are pretty affordable on the slate, and then it's kind of easy to get some Coors stacks in. So for that reason, I think the Yankees are a good stack here. I think it's a day where they just score a ton of runs. And so I'm gonna have some Yankee stacks out there tonight. I'm gonna make them my stack of the day here. That's where I'll be going. What do you think? Do you think that's a nice way to go too, Travis?
Yeah, man. I mean, if you're getting them underowned, I'm definitely gonna sign on the dotted line for that. And I don't normally like saying that. I'm the guy who, when Rafael Devers hit that home run off Chapman last night, I was fist bumping, high fiving people. I was so excited. So I love to hate on the Yankees normally, but man, this is a great spot for them. So if I'm getting lower ownership on them, of course. And I just their price tags are kind of cheap in some spots, so I could definitely see getting on board with the Yankee stack, man. If they're gonna go on their own, I'm gonna definitely be looking into that. So we'll see, though. I'm curious what the Coors ownership is and how much it's talked about throughout the day, so just be on the lookout for that, of course.
All right, with that, we wrapped up the slate for you guys, gave you guys our stacks of the day. We appreciate you guys coming by and listening. Always enjoy filling in for the great Dan Bach. Had a great time hanging out with him in Chicago this past weekend at the WFBC. So he'll be back with you guys tomorrow, right, Travis? This is our last day covering.
Yep. He'll be back tomorrow, and I'm sure he'll talk about everything that happened. And you know, if you're looking for that, he'll be talking about that tomorrow for sure, and he'll be breaking down the baseball for you too.
Also, give us both a follow on Twitter if you haven't already. You can follow me at Real Joshua Giant. You can follow Travis at Travis Mangone. That's at Travis Mangone. We love interacting with you guys, so shoot over any questions or comments you might have, and we'd love to hear from you. But other than that, go enjoy the day, enjoy the games. We're back here. It's back to the week, back to the grind here on Monday. So enjoy your games, and we'll see you guys soon. Peace out, Grinders.